By several measures, the chances of passing the Florida Competitive Workforce Act were promising. It's a bill making it illegal to treat people worse based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. First, it has bipartisan sponsorship. Then there's broad public support.
We were shocked, given that, if anything, the bias would be towards the older generation, that 73% of respondents support the Competitive Workforce Act, while only 24% oppose it.
That's Emma Humphreys at the University of Florida's Bob Graham Center for Public Service. She says researchers expected lower support, considering they called only landline telephones, which tend to have older respondents on the other end. And finally, lobbyist-armed business heavyweights like Disney formed a coalition to endorse the measure. Health insurance giant Florida Blue is also a founding member. The company's public policy vice president, Jason Altmaier, says state law should prohibit workplace harassment for any reason.
We think that it's holding back the state of Florida in recruiting people from not just all over the country, but all over the world.
Back in November, Orlando Democratic Representative Joe Saunders held a celebratory press conference saying a green light on the bill was guaranteed if it reached the House floor.
The simple truth in Florida today is that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people can be fired for who they are, despite having one of the largest, most visible, and diverse LGBT communities in the country.
It's a community that includes Saunders himself. He's one of the legislature's two openly gay lawmakers. In an interview, he says his mere presence at the Capitol is a sign big strides are possible in the push for gay equality.
I've noticed a shift. I've noticed a shift in the way that people are willing to talk about these issues. I think it's hard not to talk about them when there's somebody like me who's talking about it all the time and ready to make it a part of the conversations that happen up here.
But the bill never made it to a single committee room. University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says it could be a case of legislators wanting more information before voting.
So on a complex issue like this, it's probably the case that it's hung up in committee where they're doing a lot more investigations and talking to different people and bringing in speakers and constituents and even lobbyists.
But Saunders' House co-sponsor says it's really quite simple. Republican lawmaker Holly Rauschein represents Key West, and she knows what you're thinking about why she's backing the bill.
A lot of people think because I represent Key West, which is, of course, a very openly gay community and, LGBT-friendly, of course, but that's not the case.
Besides the business lobby's pleas, Rauschein says she's moved by conversations with young Republicans who view gay equality as a no-brainer.
That was kind of disheartening to me to hear how, and maybe people aren't even joining the party over this issue.
Despite her efforts to recruit more GOP support, the measure died in both chambers without a hearing for the seventh straight year. Business leaders say they'll keep trying. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.